Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The reason education is taking such a big hit is plain and simple. A conscious decision by the federal government and the state budget and state government to cut education.
And by big hit, Mayor Bloomberg means 6,000 teacher layoffs. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Ryan Lehrer. On Friday, the mayor unveiled his budget, which included the dreaded teacher cuts. He blamed federal and state cuts to city funding, as well as the explosion of city employee pension costs for what he said were necessary teacher cuts, and destaffing 20 fire engine companies and significant cuts to city libraries. Now the ball is in the city council's court to propose an alternative budget. Joining me now is the chairman of the city council's finance committee, Councilman Dominic Recchio. Welcome back to WNYC, Councilman.
It's always great to be here, Jamie. Thank you for having me on this morning.
It's a pleasure to have you. Would that we could be talking about happier matters, and we're going to start with the big one, the teacher layoffs. You and Council Speaker Quinn issued a reaction to the mayor's budget almost immediately, and you say that you are going to do everything in your power to prevent these teacher layoffs. Are you prepared to fight to prevent all teacher layoffs?
Yeah, you know, we are ready to fight all teacher layoffs. Education is a priority to this city council, and not only to a priority, but having smaller class sizes is a priority to the city council. And we have to make sure that education is not taking a big hit. As you know, the federal government took away the stimulus money of $850 million. We also lost state funding for education. And I understand what the mayor is saying. I understand where he's headed. And like I said, it's the beginning of the process, but teacher layoffs is a priority. Now, he's, you know, put 6,000 teachers. We believe through attrition, somewhere between 1,500 and 2,500 teachers will retire this year, and so it's really not 6,000 teachers through attrition. And we're just looking at all the numbers closely, and we are trying to figure out where we get the funding and how we're going to save the teachers. And like I said, this is a work in progress. We've been in touch with the UFT that represent the teachers union, you know, President Mulgrew. I know the president for a very long time. He was a union rep at Grady High School, where, you know, in my district. And, you know, we hear what he has to say. We hear what the mayor has to say. Now it's up to the speaker to call both sides in and figure out how we're going to accomplish this.
You raise a very good point about attrition, so that would be factored in at some point. But I've also read that the fallout of 6,000 or so teachers being laid off, a cut, could mean that class size would increase from 25 to 28. Let's characterize this a little bit. Tell parents what they're looking at if the cuts go through.
If the cuts go through, you're going to see larger class sizes. You're going to see less after-school programs. You're going to see less programs where you have reading teachers pulling out children who need additional reading help. You're going to see less tutoring after school. And in addition to that, all right, a lot of parents rely on the libraries to send their kids after school programs, and those programs will be cut also. So really, we are looking at everything. It's going to be, if this cut goes through, it's going to be devastating to the people of City of New York and to the children.
Speaker Quinn says that saving teachers would mean finding $270 million. The Department of Education says it's more like $400 million. And the United Federation of Teachers President Michael Mulgrew said that the mayor is feigning scarcity. He could find the money to save the 6,000 teacher slots. Do you think Mulgrew is right?
I think that as the finance chairman, okay, is that I have to keep in mind several things. One, we can't mortgage our future. We have to be responsible, and we have to save as many jobs as possible. Because when we lay off teachers, it winds up costing the city additional money. So we have to keep all of this in, you know, in the back of our, head, you know, in our minds throughout the whole process. And I believe, okay, that we have to look at these outside contracts, because the city spends millions of dollars on outside contracts. We need to examine these. We're doing our work right now, you know, in-house, and we believe that if we keep a lot of these outside contracts in-house, we can save money and avoid layoffs.
Yeah, and I want to come back to that issue of the contracts in just a minute. And you did say that you hear where the mayor is coming from. You know, the city employee pension costs have exploded. They've gone up about 500% since Mayor Bloomberg took office.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that we need pension reform.
You know, the city has a projected average annual $5 billion budget gap until 2015. So, you know, where does the money come from?
Well, with this pension reform, I believe that if the mayor would get all of the parties involved in the room and talk to them, they could come to some type of an agreement and make the unions understand that they need to make concessions now.
If we make concessions now,
we can avoid layoffs. In addition to that, okay, we have to really, you know, look at these outside contracts. There are millions of dollars.
But at the same time, you have said no to new taxes, and
right,
the city council's progressive caucus is calling for the state legislature to extend the state's millionaire tax, close the loopholes for hedge fund managers. The caucus says those two things could bring in $570 million. What do you say to that?
We cannot raise taxes at this time. Just look at what happened with, there's a peanut company up in the Bronx that's pulling out of the Bronx because of the taxes, because how much it costs to do business in New York City. We have to prevent businesses from leaving the city. We cannot raise taxes at this time. The economy is in bad shape, and we need to send a message that we're not going to raise taxes, and we could work this all out if we examine the spending, if we look at our outside contracts, and in addition to that, if we really look hard, okay, maybe on coming up with new revenue ideas. And I believe that our revenues in the months ahead of us, they might get a little better.
All right, let's talk about the contractual spending. How do you go about pressing for savings? Do you go to the city contractors and force them to cut their costs? They're under increased scrutiny.
Well, we look at the Department of Ed, okay? Right now, they have million-dollar contracts for professional development, when I believe we have people inside the system that could do just as good of a job. Okay, we have contracts out there, okay, for different companies, you know, that come in to do technology that I believe that we could do, you know, use our own programs that we have inside the city.
Contractors, though, are under increased scrutiny following the City Times scandal. Contractors allegedly skimmed tens of millions of dollars from that contract. What are you going to do to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, Department of Ed and Department of Investigation needs to have better oversight, and I believe that they've learned in the last year that they have to keep close watch over how many contracts are out there and what these contracts are doing. In addition to that, okay, I believe that new Chancellor Dennis Walcott is going to think twice about renewing contracts and outsourcing everything and start doing a lot of things in-house.
And there is the issue of computer consultants and other technology spending in the schools. Is there anything on the table there?
Yeah, well, I believe that, you know, we have a great agency, DOIT, that deals with a lot of technology. I believe the DOE should work closely with them, and I think we could use a lot of their expertise inside the schools. And I think if principals would communicate better, okay, that they could probably work out where they could use one outside contractor instead of each school having their own outside contract. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we give a lot of principals a lot of power. They have a lot of discretion in their funding. They could do basically what they feel is the right thing for their school, which is good. But I believe that they have to start working closely together. See, this is one of the problems with the Department of Ed today is that years ago you had districts. So the districts were responsible for the funding, and the districts could oversee the whole all the 30 or 35 schools that they were in charge of, and they could hire one contract for everybody and get a better deal. The way it is now, it's every man for himself, and it's a problem.
Looking at the mayor's budget as a whole, let's talk for a moment about local unions, which are getting squeezed around the country. Do the unions need to step up and make some concessions in order for you to work with the mayor to create a budget that, deals with the harsh realities,
you know,
but also can save some teacher slots, fire engine companies, libraries? What's on the table in your mind looking at the budget as a whole, not just at the teacher slots?
Yeah. As a whole, I've spoken to many different unions. They're ready to come to the table to work with the city to save New York City and to work with them through these tough economic times. You have to understand, the city council is not involved in collective bargaining. We have no right or say in the whole pension process. Okay,
but you can look into things like overtime costs, waste,
overtime
compensation.
Costs. Well, let's talk about overtime costs, okay? We have this court order that's pending out there for the fire department. And because of this court order, the fire department refuses to hire any new hire an incoming class. So therefore, this is a problem because the overtime in the fire department has increased. The mayor he's fighting because he doesn't think the judge is correct, which I understand and I respect. But I think he should reach some type of compromise with the judge and say, okay, let's hire a class right now because it's costing us so much money in overtime. I believe that's one way that we could save money.
And if you don't have oversight over pensions, who does?
Well, you have the controller that's involved.
Yeah, I was going to ask the controller.
You know, the controller plays a big role in pensions. John Liu has a big role in pensions. You know, they have a seat at the table. We don't. We're not involved in collective bargaining. And this is something that it's between the mayor and the unions. And this is something, but we could put pressure on in other ways for the unions to come to the table. And like I said, I spoke to President Mulgrew. He's ready to come to the table. He's ready to make some concessions. He wants to work with the city council, and he knows how important it is to have small class size and not to lay off teachers. And like he said, you know, he worked with the mayor in the past. He's given in. He made a lot of good concessions, and he's willing to work with the mayor now. So we, at the beginning of the process, we start our hearings this coming Thursday. May 12th is the first hearing, and we finish on June 6th when Mark Pace, who's head of Office of Management and Budget, he will testify. You know, the public is invited to, you know, not only to hear what Mark Pace has to say, but about 4 o'clock, you know, the public could testify before the Finance Committee. And I stay there, and I hear everyone, and we need to hear from New Yorkers on how this budget affects them and how they feel, you know, these cuts cannot be made. And if anyone has any ideas in other areas that they think we could save money or cut, we would love to hear their ideas.
But once you hear from them, Councilman Recchia, you don't mean to suggest that you're entirely powerless to do anything about it.
No, we could work. If we hear a really good idea and recommendation, we will look into it and see if maybe we can make it work.
And then make your own alternative budget proposal.
Right. We are going to sit down with the mayor and say this is what we think the cut should be, and this is where we're headed. You know, child care is a big problem. You know, child care is a big problem in the city, and the mayor, only put back $40 million.
Well, then let's talk about that. I thought that was one of the areas in which you were in accord with the mayor. Let's talk about a couple of things you liked about the mayor's budget. Were there any? I thought you were pleased with things that the mayor announced.
Yeah, no, I was. I was pleased that he put back, you know, money for child care. In looking in the details now, he's going to fund them in a different way through the OST programs. And it's still a little bit of a problem for me and many council members, and we're still looking into that. I was happy that he put a new class of 1,400 police cadets to start July 1st, and we were very happy with that. He added some money for the district attorneys, which needed it desperately. you know, there were some good things in this executive budget. And in addition to that, there's about $4 million for a new senior initiative on opening a new about 10 new senior centers.
All right.
So there were some things in there, but child care is still a problem. And as we look into the details, we are seeing that the way they want to do it, we have many more questions for them. I will be meeting with them in the days ahead and look to see how we could resolve it.
And we're going to check back in with you, Councilman Recchia. You have, we understand, until the end of June to work this out. We thank you very much for being with us today.
And, Jamie, I just want to say, if anybody wants to know what's going on, they could go to drecchia.com. I have a whole, onto my website, I have a whole finance section, and you can see when the hearings are coming up, what hearings, and we put testimony online.
Thank you for that tip. And this is Councilman Recchia, Dominic Recchia, representing Coney Island, Bensonhurst, Brighton Beach, and Gravesend, and he is the chairman of the Finance Committee. Thank you for being with us.
All right, thanks a lot, Jamie.
I'm Jamie Floyd. Thank you. I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer. And coming up next, we're going to look at the anonymous in Alcoholics Anonymous, and we'll take your call. Stay with us.